I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The West continues to rain sanctions down on Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. But have these sanctions extended to other conflicts in the world? Andrew Bush with the Bethlehem Bible College says,
international law is international law. And from the perspective of the U.S. or Europe, you can't apply it in one place and not apply it in the other. And if the U.S. is going to back off of it and pick and choose, well, that sent a very bad message to the bad actors of the world. They'll pick and choose too, as we see taking place in Ukraine right now.
Bush serves as the director of the Bethlehem Institute of Peace and Justice. In the fall, a new class will let students hear from peacemakers in Palestine, Israel, Myanmar, and other places. And anyone can take this course. Ask God to raise up more kingdom peacemakers all over the world. And approximately 80% of Sudan's people groups are unreached. That means they don't have local believers nearby or the resources needed to discover Christ. Eric with Unfolding Word says,
92% of the country is predominantly Islamic. So there's only a very small portion that are evangelical Christian. So this is a difficult environment geopolitically.
With training from Unfolding Word and tools in Sudanese Arabic, bilingual believers can start translating God's word into minority languages. Plus, church planters use the open Bible stories in their community outreach.
The next phase is for them to execute another open Bible stories workshop series. Once we know that they can teach and train other languages, they're free to execute these kinds of workshops with any of those minority languages.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.